For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Tuesday to you all. Good morning. Pray you're doing great today. Look, I'm going to get right into the teaching. Please keep registering for our October 24th daytime retreat, 9 to 2 at City Park, entitled At Home in His Presence. We want you there, but you do have to register. Seven things that might stop you from this radiant life we're meant to have. We're coming out of Psalm 34. I gave a lot of background last week and even yesterday. But number one, I hear this a lot. I just can't help the way I am. And you just see yourself. You wish things were different. You'll say things like, I'm just so tired. I'm so tired. I can't function. Or you know, my family never dealt with problems, and so as a result, I never do. And I hate confronting issues. Or my mom was never a real mom to me, so I just don't know how to deal with my kids. You know what? You can help the way you are. If you are a new creature in Christ, put on the new man. Go to the truths of who you are in Christ. You are born again. You have a choice. You can break the cycle. You can be changed by God's Spirit. So to say, I just can't help, it's just the way I am, and it's taking your face from being radiant unto God, you need to listen to this and change. You can do this. If you're a child of God, you can choose to obey God and His truths. You are a daughter or a son of God. You can help the way you are. Pull on the strength of the Holy Spirit within you. Put on that new man, and you will change. You know, you're going to either react to old information. My mom, my uncle, he said, she said, my fourth grade teacher. Or you're going to react to the Word of God. Number two, keeping you from radiant living. If only my circumstances were different. My brethren, circumstances don't make us what we are. All they do is reveal what's inside. If a circumstance has poked at you and revealed something, oh, if I just didn't have to move, oh, I just need more money. If my circumstances were different, you know what? Don't do that. Circumstances don't control you. Go deeper in Christ than that. You can face any circumstance through Christ and come out ahead. Paul said, I've learned to be content in whatever circumstance. Paul said, I've been abased, but I've abounded, and I've learned the secret. My sufficiency is in Christ. Don't let circumstances keep you from radiant living. Number three, I hear this often. I've said it. I've been corrected. I just can't take any more. The truth, my brethren, if that's keeping you from radiant living, 2 Corinthians 12:9, Paul said that Jesus showed him, my grace is sufficient for you. But check yourself. Have you been taking on responsibilities you were never intended to carry? Now, God's grace is there for areas that He's told you to handle. More tomorrow on Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.